Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, with so much attention being paid to carjackings in Chicago, where criminal justice expert says is making people think the city is more dangerous than it really is. WBBM's Jim Goodish reports.
Stephanie Coleman of the Children and Family Justice Center at Northwestern Law School says the rise in carjackings in Chicago came as other types of armed robbery had a corresponding drop.
When we hear about increases in carjackings, but we don't hear about the corresponding decrease in other forms of robbery, people have a heightened fear that they're at an additional risk.
She says when you combine the numbers of carjackings and other types of armed robbery in Chicago, they're 57% lower than they were 20 years ago. She says in addition to making people think Chicago is more dangerous than it actually is, the focus on carjackings could lead to misguided policies on how to reduce overall crime in the city. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Backers of bail reform say you can keep the public safe and release some people accused of violent crimes on bond if it's done the right way.
Mayor Lightfoot raises concerns about judges releasing accused violent criminals on bail or electronic monitoring, saying they're a danger to the public. But Cook County Commissioner Dennis Deer notes first that they are presumed innocent and that the courts deny bail for the most dangerous. As for so-called habitual criminals, Deer, a psychologist, says this.
Give them some support services. Give them those supports on the inside. We always talk about re-entry. We have to talk about inner entry. Inside of the prison system. Look, I got my clinical hat on now. Change is the only thing in this universe that's constant. Anybody, and I mean anybody, can change if given the opportunity.
We talk about reforming the bail system on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Dullimore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police officers are transferring to places with warmer weather, less stress, and fewer canceled days off. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports other departments are stepping up their recruitment of city cops.
A billboard along the Kennedy beckons with palm trees and a beach saying, "Wish you were here." The Sun-Times reports the pitch from Fort Lauderdale police has helped lure away five Chicago officers recently. The paper found at least 19 suburban agencies have hired more than 50 officers from the city in the past 3 years. One who now works in Arlington Heights says they are no longer sworn at or threatened while on patrol. Cicero's town spokesman says Officer Ella French had asked for transfer paperwork days before she was shot and killed on the job. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot dismissing harsh criticisms of her from a top official from the Chicago Teachers Union. In an interview for a Sun-Times podcast, CTU Vice President Stacey Davis-Gates called the mayor a, quote, micromanaging, name-calling bad boss who can't get along with anyone, let alone the teachers' union. While in Washington, the mayor told reporters the comments were not worthy of a response, and she didn't want to get into a juvenile argument with the real issues involving the future of Chicago schools and their students. She added, quote, this is not junior high school.
The news is sponsored by Alfa Romeo of Glenview. Evanston is trying to discourage people from giving money to aggressive panhandlers. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Interim City Manager Kelly Gandersky says the city will be posting signs downtown that will encourage people to make contributions to social service agencies that help the homeless instead of giving them money. Evanston Now reports Gandersky said during a virtual meeting, I know that there's been an increase in aggressive panhandling, and she added it's not unique to Evanston. She got the idea from officials in Rockford who said the signs almost have made aggressive panhandling disappear. She said it's not safe to open wallets or purses on the street and said people asking for money may not really be homeless. The city is also reaching out to Northwestern University to discourage students from providing people with handouts. That's the story from Evanston.
And this just into the WBBM newsroom. One person killed, another seriously injured in a chemical explosion in a manufacturing plant in Hampshire. The blast happened about 11 a.m. Two workers at the W.R. Meadows plant were cleaning a tank inside one of the buildings, according to the fire department. A fire official says one person was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was taken to the hospital by helicopter. The spokesperson says the explosion caused significant damage to the facility, which makes asphalt and concrete products. The music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra is back to kick off the 2022 season. Ricardo Muti conducted a new series of concerts last week, including a performance at Morton East High School in West Suburban Cicero.
This is the future, to bring, have the people coming here. Mm-hmm. We have to be, to go there and to meet people and to teach them that music is the most important element that puts people together.
The CSO has a performance scheduled next Friday at the Apostolic Church of God in Chicago's Woodlawn neighborhood. Maestro Muti will continue as the orchestra music director into the 2023 season. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown is defending his leadership amid reports his command staff does not support him.
The superintendent downplayed reports from the Sun-Times that police supervisors lack faith in his ability to lead. Brown shifted blame for any discord to their response to the federal consent decree.
We're going to change the culture of the Chicago Police Department, and there are likely people here who liked it the way things were and who will push back and use media.
Brown denied reports he has broken up tactical teams that respond to shootings and set quotas.
No, we don't have any quotas, but we do want to earn our keep. So we don't expect officers to come to work and not do anything.
The superintendent says the department seized a record 12,000 guns last year and saw the most arrests for homicides in nearly two decades. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, today the City Council plans to discuss Mayor Lightfoot's latest plan to sue street gang leaders and seize their assets.
Mayor Lightfoot's ordinance would allow the city to file civil lawsuits to seize the assets of street gangs. She says it would help keep the profit motive out of gang crimes. Critics say it could harass and even bankrupt the families of gang members. Mayor Lightfoot stresses under the law, the city couldn't do either of those things.
We're going to be focused on not the guys on the corner. We're going to be focused on the shot callers, the people who are actually really making the money as a result of the illegal gun trade, and the ones that are really wreaking havoc in our communities.
And she says the city not only must tell a judge the exact target, but the asset that is to be seized, presumably bought with ill-gotten gains. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Los Advocate Aurora Health is using YouTube to plead with people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Here's WBBM's Mike Krauser.
We've been hearing about this for well over a year. Medical professionals talking about burnout. They're still burned out, perhaps more so, dealing with the loss of staff and tired of watching people die. Advocate Aurora medical professionals appear in videos that the health system is calling voices from the front lines.
When you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
If people saw what we are seeing on a daily basis, they would run to get the vaccine.
This is a horrible illness that I just wish people would just get vaccinated and just listen to the medical professionals and science.
And it's exhausting to speak to somebody the same age as myself who is going to die. And this is all so preventable.
That's the story from Advocate Aurora Health.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.